Haywood Spate sits on a folding chair in a small, sparsely furnished living room. The 34-year-old lives with his father in the Southside neighborhood of Birmingham. As a courtroom drama flickers on the TV, he talks about the first time he went to prison.
I got charged with receiving stolen property. I had bought a car and I didn't know it was stolen.
After his release in 2006, Spate struggled to find stable employment. He ended up in prison again, this time convicted of burglary. He's been free about 2.5 years. He says he's committed to living on the right side of the law, but finding work is a challenge.
Before the felonies, I had good at getting jobs, because I used to work at driving on forklift. I used to work at Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Masonry Arts, so I had some good jobs before I had caught a felony.
Even with his skill set, he hasn't heard back from any job prospects or any potential employers. When he does work now, it's for his father, who runs a handyman business. They do construction, electrical work, and fix plumbing. He says he's close with his father, who's battling cancer.
Yeah, he's going through chemo, but he said he's doing a little better now. I help him out, do a lot of cooking for him, watching clothes, the laundry. When we do get a job, I'm mainly the one who do all the work.
Because of the support of his family, Spate is doing better than many of Alabama's ex-offenders. But his story isn't uncommon.
I think people often come out of prison with just a crushing series of burdens that they have to overcome. In many ways, it's overwhelming.
That's Joyce White Vance, U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Alabama. For the last 5 years, U.S. Attorney's offices across the country have been grappling with improving the reentry of felons back into society. Vance says the largest barriers to building a normal life after prison are trouble finding jobs and housing, along with ongoing legal struggles. And that's on top of even more basic challenges, like transportation to work or to see a probation officer.
Oftentimes, they don't have a driver's license. Often, they've lost that while they've been in jail. And so they're caught on the horns of a dilemma. Do I not go to see my probation officer and get in trouble? Or do I run the risk of driving without a license to see my probation officer? These are the sorts of very real problems that ex-offenders face every day.
Vance's office engages other federal, state, and community agencies to help ex-offenders find assistance programs. But Vance thinks there's still more need for services than there are people providing them. Haywood Spate says he didn't use any of the programs set up for ex-offenders.
Well, I don't know no groups that was trying to help you when you had got out, so I ain't used none of them because I ain't knew none of them.
This doesn't surprise Kent Curley, justice sciences professor at UAB.
Often prisons do a fairly poor job of helping to set up successful reintegration, and so often people are left to their own devices and their own decision-making where they go next.
He says without a support system or guidance, the decks are stacked against ex-offenders when they return home.
They may be going back into situations where you have economic disadvantage, you may have criminal lifestyles that are fairly rampant, you may have tremendous opportunities for drugs and other crimes.
Because of this, U.S. Attorney Joyce White Vance says 2 out of 3 ex-offenders commit crimes and return to prison within 3 years of their release.
No one leaves jail thinking, I cannot wait to get out of jail so I can commit another crime and go straight back to jail. Everybody comes out probably not optimistic, but hoping that they can find a way to make it work.
Haywood Spate tries to stay upbeat, despite his father's illness and his own troubles finding work.
I just go day by day, hoping things get better day by day for me. That's the only thing I can do for right now.
He says he hopes to get licensed to be an electrician or a plumber, save some money, and move closer to his mother and sisters in Georgia. One thing he knows for certain, he says he doesn't want to see the inside of a prison again. For WBHM, I'm Rachel Lindley.